Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesarino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of April 26, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yes, that's right. News AF is back here once again. And here we are back with the eye in the sky, a man who has seen more adventures than all of us combined will see in our lifetimes. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Pretty good. Me and Mark Zuckerberg have got something in common.
Yep.
Both the Eye of Sauron.
Yes.
Gazing endlessly into the ever-changing landscape.
Danny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. The weather is improving. It's warming up. So whenever things warm up, I feel like people cheer up.
Right? Cheer up. Yes.
There's a direct correlation between temperatures, sunshine, attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So things are improving, but I have a birthday party coming on tomorrow.
Is that what they say? Don't adjust your attitude, adjust your latitude.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Is that a real saying? Because if it's not,
I'm sure somebody has it like on a pillow. I mean, my wife hasn't made it a sign yet, but I don't think she knows what latitude is.
Great sign.
Yeah.
But I've got a birthday coming up. My little girl's birthday is tomorrow. And birthdays have also become holidays, week long.
Sure. Celebration.
Yes. Planning. Yes. It's just, so I have to spend all day today and tomorrow prepping for the party.
Okay. All right. Well, Danny, thank you for taking a break from the party prep to join us here on News AF. And so we will go through all of the things. We do have a special surprise here today. Look. Who's here? Tyson Apostle.
Boom. What's up, guys? Rob, I'm really glad that I can be back here.
Yes.
I know that we were in a weird contractual
standoff
dilemma where I wanted to pay you more money so that I could keep coming
this is
here.
So embarrassing.
And you were like, I will not accept your money, Tyson. And I was like, please, this is the highlight of my week. I feel like I should at least be giving something to be here.
Yeah.
And
this is so embarrassing. Like I thought this whole time you were making demands on me, and I had it backwards. And you know, I'm going to fire somebody over this because of that. I'm
not
just
Nicole
hearing,
though, right?
Not Nicole. No, we don't.
Maybe hire someone just to fire them.
Hire. Yes. Maybe I'll let Tyson do it.
You could rehire one of your previous fires just to then fire them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Tyson,
what?
So nice to see you once again back here that it was, not the same without you here on News AF. That there was a lot of crazy news. Danny and I talked about a lot of stuff, but it's never the same without you.
There was a whole big gaping hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like the one behind your head in the wall.
Yeah. Like,
is that how you turn the lights on and off, just by touching two wires together in there?
Yeah. Normally I just like to keep that hole there because it just reminds me of what can happen when you do a remodel in a room.
It's not a peephole, is it, Danny?
If it does, it peeps into soil. Mm-hmm. So be looking at nothing but earth.
Wow. Nothing but Earth sounds like name of a great science fiction movie.
Yeah, maybe I'll put that down in my notes for my upcoming science fiction book.
Yes.
It's really quite sensual and involves a lot of Rob interacting with strange aliens, kind of like the Captain Kirk.
Am I not in it? Or I am
First
Captain
Contact.
Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're that officer who's always, what was it, the doctor who was always like skeptical and telling him not to be so reckless. That's your job.
Both.
I know it's not who you are, but that's who you are in the book.
Yeah. No, I
and
can.
Rob's the dashing young captain who's out there making first intimate contact with all these new species. And
yes,
it's exciting. It's a thriller.
Is he trying to procreate with them or what's his deal?
Oh, my gosh. He's trying all sorts of things. See, like he's doing a sensual exploration through the galaxy. And so what did you just say? Peering into Earth? Wait, soil? What was the new title of my book?
Nothing but Earth.
Nothing but earth, nothing but soil. So nothing but earth, because that's what Rob brings.
Wow.
Nothing but earth.
Wow. Tyson.
Yeah.
Do you have any updates or anything? It's been so many weeks since we talked to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably the biggest news over the last however many weeks we were gone, other than I was helping a company that helps teach people languages. We were doing body language. So I was helping them translate body language so that people could learn it in from all different parts of the world, no matter what your primary language is, you can learn body language. And then also, Fila sent me this amazing watch. Like, I'm going to stand up on my chair so you can see it.
What is it, a belt? Are you about to show us something? You're standing on shorts? A chair?
Shorts?
Matching shorts with my sweatshirt.
Wow.
It's a sweatshirt.
That's not a onesie? That's not a one piece?
I wish it was. Maybe I'll have Rachel sew it together.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, cool.
You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we're on chat roulette though. And yes, that's
about to happen. Showing some leg for the listeners who are watching the video.
Actually, my legs were too. It's pretty good for a 42-year-old man.
All right. Well, if the ratings start to dip, that's when we might have Danny show some leg on the podcast.
Oh, dude, those quadrosauruses.
So veiny. I've never shown my veins to anyone.
Have they gotten more vascular since I've been away?
Yeah, I've been working on the just vascular. You know how like Arnold used to focus on places with the needed balance in his weightlifting. I focus on the balance and vascularity.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I need more veins there. I'll work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get it all veiny, dude.
Yeah. Dan, do you hydrate more or less to become more vascular?
Less.
Yeah.
A little counterintuitive.
Yeah. You eat salt. You just eat a bunch of salt. Don't drink any water. And then you got to like, I think you got to, you know how you try and make your face turn bright red? You just do that with your whole body by pushing, right?
Yeah. Well, remember the 8-second exercise?
Yeah. It's 3 seconds.
3 seconds, right, full body flex. Do it. And done. You are done for the day.
Woo.
Okay. Beach body. Here it comes.
Yeah. Okay. If it's not here already.
Well, this is such a great segue to talk about our first story today, because that anytime we talk about vascularity, we have one of the world's foremost, vascular experts here with us on the podcast in Danny Bryson. They call him Vascular D. And so this story really stood out, where there had been a rumor going around that the candy bar Snickers was going to be undergoing a cosmetic change. That there was a story that the vascular part, have you ever noticed that the Snickers bar has some veins on it?
I thought it was drizzled, caramel.
Well, I think it's just chocolate.
Really?
I think it's like the idea is they pour the chocolate over it.
And they're just like, yeah, dump it on there. They want you to think that they're just going overboard with the chocolate pour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And so that after the Mars company had desexualized the green M&M defeminized the green M&M.
Because it was so feminine and sexy.
way too sexy. Way too feminine. That there was a story going around where that the vascular vein trademark of a Snickers bar was going to be removed.
How else will the Snicker move flavor around its candy bar? Because those are the highways of flavor through the bar itself.
Hmm.
By the way, this all started with one picture from someone, probably a no one.
Yeah.
And they obviously photoshopped an image of a Snickers, and they took out all the veins, and then that's what caused Snickers to have to respond and say, no, we're leaving it veiny. One picture.
Right. So a person went to Twitter, and let me just give the tweet. A person went to Twitter and was holding a picture of a very smooth, Snickers bar.
No way.
And talked about how society is quickly losing so much to cancel culture with how it is. It's already beginning. I just bought a Snickers, my favorite treat, I might add, and it came out completely smooth. I am disgusted. I am shocked. I need to be alone right now. For whatever reason, this person needed to feel a throbbing, veiny Snickers bar.
when I eat a Snickers, I visualize the vascularity and imagine it throbbing.
I think this is Photoshopped. I don't think, do you think Snickers put out a smooth bar? It is possible, right? But
no, it's not possible because Snickers has come out to officially say good news. Contrary to what's trending on Twitter, the veins remain.
Well, what I'm saying is it possible that they made one bar that wasn't veiny? The bar that launched 1,000 tweets about Snickers veininess?
Yeah.
Could that be authentic or is that a Photoshop?
But now that there's been a whole conversation about the vascularity of the Snickers, now they're going to actually revisit it and make it smooth because now it's a conversation. It wasn't even a conversation until this person probably was like, the smoothness is just like, like smoothness of a baby. But now, I think
I'm
now
bored. I think I'll take a picture of a Snickers and smooth out the veins.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's what kind of reaction I get on Twitter.
Yeah. I think this person whose Twitter appears to be all about like talking about how woke culture has gone too far, I think definitely is the kind of person that would Photoshop the Snickers this is to totally make their point.
Fake. Yeah. 100%. Why did anyone ever repost this or like it? This is obviously garbage.
Yes. Very much so. Tons of comments, tons of retweets. I just don't get why the people that are fighting so hard for the vein. It seems wild that they want it.
Really? You don't think
like
people
the
would
veins.
Fight for Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I like the veins not just because I have so many myself, but also because the smooth, this candy bar, let's say that this is where they ended with a smooth Snickers. It's just, there's no texture. I don't even know what I'm putting in my mouth.
Yeah, it looks too manufactured. When there's some realness and some imperfection to it, that's where you're like, this thing is like the food of the salt of the earth. It's character. Every time I bite into this, I become a little bit better of a person because of its imperfections. It's lived a life, you know? And Danny, like, what would Danny be without veins?
Just can't even imagine. Smooth,
like a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Just looks like a hard-boiled egg, probably.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't call me hard-boiled Danny.
Hard-boiled D.
Smooth shell D.
I don't want
no, like
that.
An open, like a D-shelled hard-boiled egg.
So
the slimy, smooth, white texture of the egg whites.
Like shedding wet, sloppy skin all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would be without veins.
Yeah.
And I'm not here for that.
Well, I hate everything about this story.
Yeah. Good.
Yes. I hate the origins. I hate the fact that Snickers felt like they had to respond. Nothing about this story makes me happy, except for the fact that someone looked at a Snickers and thought it looked like a 9-inch veiner. I mean,
yes,
I never thought
getting a king size.
Yeah,
that's a king size. Right. Share for two. I never looked at the Snickers and thought that. And now the image will never leave my mind.
And you can use the word veiner or a phallic. Is that something that's always been a thing or you just came up with that?
Yeah,
I'm sure I heard that somewhere. I would never take credit for an idea because
a 9-inch veiner. That's fun. Danny, you're like, you're like a 5'10" veiner.
I know. Oh boy. All veins
from the neck down. Also, Danny has a lot of times he'll have forehead veins and everything.
Is that why he wears the hat?
Hide the vein. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you wear the hats backwards, sometimes it will pinch the veins and then they'll start showing here. Yeah.
But it brings an intensity to his podcasting.
It really does. Yeah. Brings it down to like a pretty serious intense.
It's like
level.
That comedy thing I swear I've seen in a cartoon where they push down one bubble and then it pops up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they keep trying. That's like me with veins, like push down one, it just comes up somewhere else.
Yeah. It's
my eyeball just a little.
When they're trying to plug like a dam and they put like a finger and then another one's like,
yeah. So my favorite part of this is that Snickers really leaned into it, that people were talking about that Snickers was removing the vein from the Snickers and Snickers said, no, this is the best Snickers marketing we've ever had.
Finally, Snickers is in the conversation.
Yeah. Yes. They finally entered the room.
In fact,
listen,
oh God,
why don't we put caramel in those veins, bro? Come on, Snickers. pump those veins full of caramel. And then when you bite into it, there's a little extra layer of caramel there. Something cool like that.
That's what I always thought.
Right? In fact, or molasses, whatever. I don't know.
Molasses.
I don't know. Just something sugary.
Yes. What are you saying that, Tyson, you would like to have some sort of like explosion of liquid flavor. Or of like goo on your Snickers also?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on actually at Snickers, because I'm looking at their Twitter account, and on April 14th, they posted like a sign that just says D's nuts over and over and over and over again.
All right.
You think they got hacked?
No, I think
Snickers does have nuts. I mean, all Vayners have nuts. Most
my
Vayners
kids
have nuts.
Love the joke D's nuts. They're always pranking me with D's nuts jokes.
Your daughter?
Sorry, my boys. Okay. But ever since D's nuts ran for president, it's like all anyone can talk about at my house. Years and years, what is that? 5 years now talking about D's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Did they know about D's nuts before that?
Well, of course, because we have deep political discussions at dinner.
Yeah,
but I'm saying,
children, if D's nuts can run for president, so can you maybe one day.
Just get through school, kind of, and you should be fine. Yeah.
Snickers Twitter is wild because that they are talking about how like they're talking a lot about D's nuts. What's the best part of a Snickers? They asked. We won't be mad if you don't pick our nuts. They are seemingly like fighting with Skittles on Twitter. They are also trying to get people to use Dogecoin to buy Snickers.
Sounds like they've hired either one of my kids or one of their friends.
It's like an intern for sure. We know that much.
Under but the listen, age of 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't Skittles and Snickers, aren't they both owned by Mars or whatever?
It's unclear that there's some sort of a vote that they were taking between that Twitter marketing said that there was like some what's the best brand?
Not Snickers.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Snickers. The worst part about Snickers isn't the veininess. It's the fact that when you open it up, it looks as if somehow that chocolate bar has been sitting on a shelf collecting dust before the wrapper was put on.
Oh, you're eating old Snickers.
Snickers.
They're always old. I've never had a fresh Snickers hot off the assembly line.
They're like an ashy.
Always
Snickers.
Ashy. They're the worst.
Yeah. Listen, Snickers for me has always been a reliable source of candy. Like if I'm like, I don't know what I want, you give me a Snickers, I'm going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that I'm ever choosing a Snickers.
It's a hearty candy bar.
It is.
Like, let's say like you're going through your kids' Halloween candy. Snickers is one of the first thing you're finishing up there. I mean, the Kit Kats, sure, you're eating all the Kit Kats, and then you're going to the Snickers.
No, I'm eating every other candy bar before I eat the Snickers.
You're eating a Three Musketeers before a Snickers?
Oh, heck yes. Well,
Danny, I feel like, is famously anti-chocolate.
100 grand, heck
he
yes.
Eats hot tamales and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm a gummy food guy.
Oh, you're a gummy guy. Okay, so that's different.
Well, no.
Usually
I'm still
adults
eating
would
the
go
candy
for
bars.
The chocolate first.
I eat my kids' candy bars, but Snickers at the very bottom.
Really? Snickers for me is like, it's a basic.
Yeah.
It's always, it hits all the, checks all the
in
boxes.
In the food pyramid, it's probably, top, bottom, middle, somewhere in there.
So, So I eat the Snickers. Like, they're one of the top bars I eat out of my kids' candy before anything else. And
for
it's
sure.
not because I don't think I've ever bought a Snickers. Like, I've never paid for a Snickers. It's not good enough to go to a store and be like, I'm going to get a Snickers bar. But it is good enough where they're like, here's a treat basket with a bunch of mediocre cheap candy. I'm taking a Snickers.
I also noticed this guy's packaging is ripped just so it says Knickers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because that's where you keep Vayners.
Well, I just like going back to that photo, like this does feel like maybe a Photoshop because I don't know necessarily what the other half of the wrapper would say. Like, right. The word is Snickers. Half the smooth candy bar is exposed where really only the S would be left on the packaging. So I don't know, like if what the rest of that wrapper look like. I think this is real Photoshop.
Hack job.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Yeah, like a Kardashian level Photoshop job. Do we think, Tyson, that maybe Snickers put this out themselves? Did they generate this whole controversy of like, hey, let's tell people we took out the vein and make people think that. And then we'll come out and say, no, it's never been veinier.
It's the veiniest it's ever been. In fact, We're adding
30% more
veins. 30% more veins for free. Yeah. That's the little banner they have. It just says 30% more veins for free.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can get behind that.
Yeah. And Danny, do you think that maybe all along this was always the marketing for Snickers of like, okay, let's make it a certain length. Let's make it super veiny. And like the tagline was Snickers really satisfies.
Ooh. They've been playing some long game.
Yeah. Like back in the day, they had to be like kind of classy about it. Now they're really trying to call attention to it.
Gosh, that's giving a lot of credit to Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Adam says he usually smacks himself in the face with the Snickers before he eats it.
That's good to heat up the chocolate, right?
Yeah.
To make it so, because Snickers is known for the rock hard chocolate.
Yeah. You soften it up a little bit.
Well, if you had it in the freezer.
Or put it in your armpit for a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Body heat it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's what's going on with Snickers. Okay. Changing the way that you're looking at the candy aisle over there.
Love it.
At Snickers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Danny, did you happen to catch over on Hulu, they were promoting a big thing that was like an Evel Knievel type stunt called Plane Swap on Hulu.
It's never going to work.
Yes.
It was never going to work.
Okay. Tyson, I'm not sure if you caught this during your body language training, but there was a special on Hulu that was going to be two daredevils. And they are cousins, Luke Akins and Andy Farrington. They were going to be sponsored by Red Bull, both fly a Cessna 182 plane, and then do skydive out of like the plane into the respective other plane.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And this was going to be a plane swap. If you're bored with your current plane, why not do a plane swap?
I do kind of like that. It's like the guy who does wake surfing on his own boat without a driver. So you jump out of the plane. The other plane has to reach terminal velocity with the person as they both go down together so that they can make the smooth transition. Or is the guy parachuting with the parachute out and then sliding into the plane? That's what I need to know here.
Yeah, I think the plan was to not activate a parachute. The parachute was if something went wrong. Now, Danny, is this the type of flying that you're practicing for?
I'm watching the video right now.
Yes.
Hopefully not. Although maybe I should always have a parachute on.
You mm-hmm. should.
Just in
should.
Case someone wants to swap. Like, hey, man, want to swap planes? I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool to fly your plane for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Holy crap, this guy gets really close.
So did they do this or they didn't?
So one guy got back into the other plane.
Yeah. So it was a half successful stunt. The other plane crashed and the other guy had to parachute.
What's funny is a guy, a YouTuber, just barely got banned from ever flying by the FAA by doing a similar stunt where he pretended like his airplane was having problems. He jumped out and let it crash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this plane had a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe that's why they didn't get in trouble. Anyway, he got banned from ever flying because it was obvious that he was faking it.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to watch it previous to this podcast because I just watched the whole thing now.
Watch the YouTube video. Yeah. So Tyson, this all went down in Arizona. This is where these types of shenanigans happen.
Arizona will let anything go.
It is lawless down here, bro. Like you get out there on the roads and people are driving like frames of vehicles with license plates on them. It's like, how do you have license plates on this? And then there's guys that are just like no license plates at all, just driving around on the highway. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
You see cops sometimes, but they're not stopping people. They're just hanging out too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second I moved down here, I was like, this is a lawless state.
It's weird because they had to add like this additional thing, I think, to steady the airplane in its descent, maybe slow it down. But this guy who got back into the airplane, he had to get really close to those propellers. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought it was stupid. I thought it was like...
So you think it's pretty cool that he almost got his face chopped
well,
off?
Well, yeah, there was real risk involved. I just thought it, when I saw the headline before they did, I thought that's dumb. It took those two guys who wingsuited into a plane like multiple tries. And these guys are going to be able to just jump out and get into another plane on the first go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what about this, Danny? What if everything had gone wrong? This dude couldn't slow down in time and just like blendered himself into the prop. Like, is that cool now?
Probably, very likely. No, still not.
Would have been huge.
But Tyson, watch the video. He is approaching that propeller. And from his perspective, or while I'm watching it, it looks terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, kudos to him for getting back in. I bet you is the other guy who let the plane crash probably owes a ton of money. Because, right? He crashed the other guy's plane.
Mm-hmm. I bet they had insurance or something going on.
Yeah, you think he had to pay for the plane that he's responsible for crashing?
I think that he should be.
Yeah.
And by the insurance is like, not, no one's going to give you insurance. What do you plan to do with this aircraft?
Yeah, they will too. They have to assess. They have to assess the risk. So maybe the insurance
your premium
for just
might be
this,
super high. Yeah,
your premium was exactly the cost of the plane.
No, it was the 10% cheaper than the cost of the
plane. But you only need getting a policy for one day.
Yeah.
So, Danny, you think that the guy who dove because he couldn't stick the dive, I bet it was a really healthy argument when they got back on the ground over, but was it your fault that you left, you steered the plane the wrong way?
That's true.
Or well, was cameras it you, inside. Were you a bad diver?
Oh.
There's cameras inside. There's cameras everywhere. So assessing blame should be fairly easy.
Mm-hmm. Right?
The guy probably jumped out and forgot to turn something on or off.
Yeah.
And because the problem was the plane began to spiral and the other guy didn't have the guts to fly into a spiraling propeller craft and just climb in. And I mean,
chickened out at the last minute.
The Rock would do it.
The Rock would do it without a parachute. Listen, there's been some argument here in the chat as to which order people would trust us to pilot a plane if it were an emergency. Danny is the clear favorite, and then it's up for grabs whether Rob or I are second.
What do you think, Tyson? Who would be better at flying the plane?
I've been in a cockpit of a plane a few times and even had my hand on the steering wheel and stuff.
Yeah, while I like, you know, have like all the controls down for a podcast, I think it's a little bit of a different animal.
You thought it was similar?
Listen, the barefoot
bandit
was able.
I think that's what the people in the chat think.
The barefoot bandit was able to like crash land planes all day long. I think I could figure out how to crash land a plane.
Yeah, I think that I would trust Tyson in that spot more so than me. Like maybe trust me like as the air traffic controller, maybe more. Like, I think like that's maybe more my speed.
Oh, you'd be a great
air traffic controller. Love caffeine. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Fantastic.
That was half of success and half of a fail. And Danny thinks it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to try it with like Christoph or anything like that.
I'm
going
to start small. Start with swapping tricycles to bicycles, then to cars. You got to work up to swapping airplanes.
Got it. I've done a skateboard swap before.
Basically the same.
So
as
you and another skateboarder were both.
No, just a skateboard, a naked bear skateboard sitting on the ground. I skateboarded.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. That's not really swapping like this. In the same sense,
fine.
Of swapping
sure. Let me think of something else. Oh, I've drive swapped before where you have somebody in the passenger seat and you're driving on the freeway and you're like, okay, we're going 80 miles an hour. I need to take a nap. Let's switch places.
You've in a moving vehicle, you've switched seats with
you've ever done that, Rob?
With the passenger, so that they're driving while I switch to the passenger seat.
No, I've never seen that attempted.
Very easy. You just kind of put them in your lap.
Yes.
And then you back up and then step
very
over
sensual.
And get in the
close. It's intimate.
In the moment, though, it's not sensual. It's life or death.
Yes.
And a crash.
I don't know if I could take a nap after that.
If the car crashes mid-swap, some uncomfortable questions will be raised.
Yeah. How come they're stuck together?
Yeah. How come two people became one?
Wow.
So actually sounds like everyone's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is something that we have talked about before on the podcast, but it looks like it's closer than ever as the gut bacteria has been studied, where it seems as though science is getting closer to being able to take the gut bacteria from stool samples of elite athletes and then transplanting that bacteria into the gut of other patients. And they are finding that they have incredible benefits to their workouts.
Mm. Now, to be fair, there were a lot of people in that article who were suspicious of the results, the very small amount of testing that had been done. There was like basically one guy who'd been taking pro marathon runner poop and was feeling unbelievably well.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people who don't believe, what is it? The microbiome poop can actually help that much.
Yeah. I think it's a placebo.
Okay.
I think if you have good gut health, you're pooping regularly, you feel healthy, you don't have any problems with any array of food, then that you're already at your peak gut biome health.
But I can see why they're making the connection. In the article, it does talk about how gut health affects so much of how you feel and a lot of your body.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to say, well, look, we're just putting some good bacteria and it'll champion, you know, all the bacteria in my body and make me feel great, or at least in my gut. But there's just not enough evidence for me to start sending out my poop to people.
Yeah. So you would be a donor.
But you've already been sending your poop to people.
I have, like, mostly just leaving it on their front lawn. But I've got a couple deliveries ready in a Ziploc bag. I was about to send it raw when I read this article, but then when I finished it, I decided not to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So actually, you tell me, is the results worth doing this? That after weeks of starting,
and you have to eat the poop?
No, no, well, you take pills. So I guess so. Yeah. Okay. So after weeks of using it, this man, Steve Gallagher, who's 51 from Long Island, said that after weeks, he could increase the time he spent working out by 10%.
See, I mean, what is that?
Yeah, after weeks of just working out, you're going to increase your results by 10%.
Right, so he was working out for 20 minutes, and then he was able to work out for 22 minutes.
Yeah, I could work out for 22 minutes without even eating anybody's poop.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, Mark made fun of this other thing. Like,
yeah, they sure did. Here's the thing, too, is that the... if you're eating poop,
right?
Doesn't that bacteria, isn't the stomach acid strong enough to probably kill the bacteria is there? Because the bacteria dwell in the intestines. So you'd probably have to take those pills suppositorily to really put them in the right spot without them having to go through the digestive tract to get where they need to sit.
Yeah.
Like, do we have bacteria in our stomach as well as in our intestines? I think everything's in our intestines.
So there's a specific bacterium that they found when they studied the stool samples of the elite athlete, and it's called Veillonella. And they've said that that was something that was very high in the poop of the elite athletes.
How do you spell that?
It fights lactic buildup.
Yes. I think.
So it aids in recovery and endurance.
Okay. How do you spell it?
It's Veillonella. And it's Veillonella atypica. Okay. So it's
by atypical. The way, if you think someone else's poop will help you, go ahead. Take all the poop you want. And I hope that it does help you.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of research, it's not there quite yet. I'm sure a lot of pills will be sent to people in bottles with little asterisks on the bottom that say these claims have not been verified by the FDA.
Yeah.
But you know what? Who knows? We all probably take some things that we think help us that don't. The placebo is real, so there's a benefit there.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see as there are more and more studies done in this area. Let's go back to something that we talk about quite a bit here on News AF, of the lawsuits going on against the makers of our food products around this country. And there is finally some justice coming to the Kraft Heinz Food Company over deceptive labeling practices. A man in Alabama filed a suit that claims that the 19-ounce canisters of powder lemonade mix make 8 quarts of lemonade, according to the label, when in reality, they make 6 quarts of lemonade.
This is a legit lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
Not that hint of lime crap. This one.
Hint of lemon.
You can measure. And that makes all the difference.
I disagree. So. I'll take the counter position to Danny on this.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. I did just now think that so much comes down to what you consider a full-bodied glass of lemonade.
Yeah, Tyson, you know what I mean? The judge.
Yeah. I'm the judge in this case.
Yeah, so but hold on. Danny's making the case of why that this lawsuit
I'm listening.
Is a good one.
Go on.
Okay. Well, I was a little bit more for it a minute ago, but after thinking about it, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Unless you can argue that it requires a one part per million of lemonade, you know, to be something that people can taste. Otherwise,
If I squeeze a lemon into a glass of water and put some sugar into it, is that not a lemonade? Who's to say what your definition of lemonade is?
Yeah. I'm the judge. So now we need to make with that, we need to make 8 quarts and then we need to make the 6 quarts that the label is saying as you do the math.
Okay.
And then I need to test both lemonades.
Blind
taste test. Then I need to do a blind taste test with 2,000 survey people. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And at that point, we can decide which is which.
I agree to this.
You might say which is better. Certainly, the smaller batch will be better. But is the larger batch not lemonade? Like, no, what?
I accept Tyson's ruling. I say we go to a blind taste test and let the public decide.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
What if I like my lemonade more watered down?
We don't care. We want to know what the average person thinks, not what you think, psycho lemonade fan.
Yeah. 27-page filing said that Kraft Heinz conduct violated the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act and the Alabama Deceptive Trade Practices Act, as well as breaching the company's own express and explicit warranties.
Imagine having to research the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act and the Alabama Deceptive Trade Practice Act.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to want to sue someone after reading through those.
That they are asking for, the suit asks for 3 times actual damages to Roger. What is this? Is that the cost of the lemonade? And others who may have been impacted by the company's alleged deception, as well as other damages in amounts to be determined by the jury and the court. Rogers is also asking that the court order Kraft Heinz to stop its unlawful practices and give up on any ill-gotten profits from the sales of lemonade mixes at issue in the case.
Wow. Someone's got a lot of free time.
Yes. Now, you think these kids making a lemonade stand, is somebody checking to make sure that they are using 6 quarts of water instead of 8?
Yeah. And how are they testing it? Like they have some kind of lemonade sommelier strip that they dip into it. And this is like one part per million. I don't even know what that means, but I keep saying it as if I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how you could measure something that depends on taste.
Yeah. All right. Boy, who knew? This is going to be a legal battle. This might go to the Supreme Court.
Is this going to be public where we can watch every day the updates like the O.J. Simpson trial?
What's been going on with, by the way, so many public court cases now?
Yes.
I feel like they broadcast and do bad sketch drawings. Everything's out there, especially with the 2 celebrity cases taking place right now. Johnny Depp and the Kardashians. I feel like the Heinz should be up there getting broadcasted just as much.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Yes.
We're here.
Is the powder settling after they pack it?
Hmm. What do you mean? Think they need to shake the powder?
The powder, the gravity is compressing the powder. So then there's not as many scoops in it as initially when it was maybe airier and fluffier and lighter.
It's possible. What kind of water are they using?
I'm assuming reverse osmosis, remineralized.
Hard water or soft water?
I don't know. Is there a difference?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I think hot water probably mixes better. lot of factors in this case.
Yeah,
I don't think this guy has a leg to stand on.
I don't think so either. We also need to get down to does making eight with the amount that he's arguing about taste delicious still?
Yeah.
If that's the case, get out of here.
Could
bro.
They settle at seven? Could they say, all right,
put it in the middle?
Yeah.
Then they all shake hands and go their separate ways.
It's like, all right, you got us. It wasn't eight, but it's not six.
Yeah, we're going to settle this out of court by putting one extra scoop in there for a total of seven.
Or just change the label, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about some crime that went on in Chicago where a man tried to rob a hot dog stand. But as he tried to knock off a hot dog stand, he accidentally shot himself in the wiener. Yes.
Wow.
I hope this isn't
for a hot dog.
I hope this isn't the picture of the hot dog
that Dr. Mike sent me.
No, this picture of this store. It's just, I can't imagine there being enough money to justify armed robbery.
Yeah. Or,
or shooting your own hot dog off.
Yes. Okay. So a young man, 19-year-old, held two employees of this hot dog store, which is called something Street Express, where they have Polish sausage, pork chops, hot dogs.
How vascular are these dogs?
No picture of the hot dogs. Yeah.
I'm going to get vascularity.
Just smooth.
Yeah.
Should they start adding veins to these, to some of this sausage styled foods?
A veinier hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something you could come up with, Tyson.
Maybe Snickers could get in on the conversation.
Tyson 6-inch veiners.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily how you would produce veins in the hot dog.
You put them under the casing.
So listen, it's like a veiny casing. Yeah.
Listen to how this robbery unfolded.
Yeah.
It was at the
robbery
time of the
gone
robbery,
wrong.
What kind of store victims, is it a truck or is it like
not
an
a
actual
truck,
restaurant?
It's an actual like storefront. Okay.
One of the victims had been carrying a large bucket of grease. With the gun pointed at his head, the employee was trying to hand over a stack of $1 bills for a payday. But the bucket slipped and the money flew out of his hand. So now there's $1 bills in grease everywhere.
I mean, this is like a radio station contest of like, all right, if you're the 97th caller, come on down. We'll throw the bucket of grease and the $1 bills on the floor and see how many you can collect in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Without shooting off your wiener.
Pouncey grabbed the fallen money and started to run while trying to secure his gun at his waist. But as he fled, the gun accidentally went off. Handling cash, gun, in a grease situation, so dangerous.
Right. And the gun went off, shot him in the penis.
Severing it completely?
There's no update on the penis in the story.
Okay.
I can't imagine.
They brought in Snickers to the candy specialist that they have really specialized
like a
on
splint.
Reattaching arteries. Yeah.
I thought that they were going to have, like, he's in a phallic prosthetic shop right now. Why don't they just attach a hot dog to his dong and carry on with his life? Mm-hmm. Hopefully that will, you know.
Right. Start. Like if somebody had to go back and find it, maybe in the melee of like hot dogs and grease, it might be tricky to figure out where it is.
Which is which. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Is this a, 2 foot long veiner yours? And he's like, yeah, that's mine.
That's it.
And
you found the one. Yes.
The good news for him is that they have done successful transplants
with hot dogs and humans. You're saying that there's been a hot dog attached to a man as a dong and it.
No, what? They have done successful dong transplants
from a cadaver.
Yeah.
So you're saying like I'm a donor on my driver's license.
Right.
And I
don't know if that includes all members of your body, but. Yes, it's possible, Tyson, that your dong could go to another person.
Okay, I got a new business idea here.
Yep, okay.
So, let's say you just want, like, one of your favorite podcasters' dongs in case or when that he accident befalls him or dies of old age. So, I'd put it up for auction. Once I'm dead, you can have my dong for, you know, a few hundred thousand. I get that $100,000 right now. It's like selling your life insurance policy, except for it's different. Oh,
it's like a reverse mortgage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then nobody when I pass on, you get my dong.
No, nobody wants your 85-year-old.
But that's the risk you take. Like maybe accident happens and you get a 43-year-old dong. Maybe nothing happens.
Do you think you'll be promoting your own murder? Like, dude, I don't want his shriveled old.
Well, you get made enough that you get dong. Security and stuff with you too.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of money. Why not just get a transplant? I'm sure they'll be able to grow them on like the side of a mouse.
Cause they want yours.
Well, I don't think 85-year-old Tyson, it's just not worth, maybe to somebody obviously, but not me. I won't be bidding for
a collector. Tyson. Yeah.
Yeah. A guy who collects celebrity. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, we'll figure it out. I mean, this is still just in the very early stages of brainstorming.
Yeah. You don't think that that's why he was trying to knock off the hot dog stand was to get the money to put a down payment?
You know, I'm pretty hungry. If I was robbing a hot dog stand right now, I'd probably also ask for a hot dog.
What about a Snickers?
No.
For dessert?
That's not going to go with a hot dog.
You don't think Snickers pairs with hot dogs?
No, not at all.
I think if you eat like two or three super salty dogs, you're going to then be in the mood for
dessert. Snickers is salty. I don't want more salt on top of salt.
That salty.
Yeah.
Still, I'd rather go pure sweet.
Sweeter.
With some kind of gummy candy to get out all the hot dog meat from between my teeth.
All right. And then there was another story this week. I'm not sure if you've heard this one, but there was a woman who was visiting Mount Walker in the Olympic National Forest, northwest of Seattle. Washington. Danny, have you been there in your adventures?
I have, yes.
Yes.
I have too.
Okay.
Have Snoqualmie Pass.
Have either of you used the toilet facilities there?
Danny?
Matt did have diarrhea while we were there.
Okay.
I did not use the facilities.
All right. So they have what you would probably call an outhouse.
Okay.
There. And so a woman or a latrine. Yeah, like a latrine, like outdoor. It's called a vault toilet, which I looked up, which seems like it's some sort of like an outdoor outhouse, which is sort of like, you know, a fancy hole in the ground, yep. With some sort of like, I guess, like box toilet over it.
Over it. Yeah. She fell in.
So she dropped her phone into the vault toilet at the national park. And so she went on to go and retrieve it. What happened.
That phone is done.
Now, do you think maybe she was looking for the gut bacteria of some elite athletes hiking?
She's definitely inhaling that and then also getting and absorbing it through osmosis.
Yeah.
No phone is worth
touching someone else's poop.
Mm-hmm. iPhone 13 Plus.
Don't care.
Mm-hmm. All you do, you buy Apple Care Plus and then you're like, I lost it. It got stolen.
You bring an Apple employee to the toilet. And I think by law, they have to reach in and grab it. What do they call those technicians?
Apple nerd.
Yeah. Don't they have a name?
Or something?
Well, here.
Yeah, they do.
Here's what
Apple
she did.
Apple Wizards.
The geniuses.
Genie, thank you, Rob.
Yeah, okay, genius bar. Okay. So she disassembled the toilet seat and then used the some dog leashes to tie herself off. I guess it was then a big hole. She was trying to stop herself from falling in, so she tied dog leashes to a pole. And believe it or not, this didn't work. And she fell.
I believe it.
Head first into the toilet. Now, luckily, at the point where she was head first and stuck in the toilet, she was able to reach the phone, which she used to call 911.
Convenient.
Yes.
She thought she was MacGyvering the crap out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. This is a terrible story on so many different levels. And I love how at the end it says that she was strongly encouraged to seek medical attention after being exposed to human waste, but she only wanted to leave. Did they hose her down?
Because
you do not get in your car after falling into a toilet.
Yeah.
Into a big pile of human waste.
No. At that point,
you're tainted.
Yeah. And also, forever. Like, you can't admit that to people. It sounds like she had no problem being like, I did this and I'm covered in.
Well, she should be required. The police told the story. I don't think that this was went on Instagram and posted about this. Hmm. The Instagram story was lit that day.
That's so gross.
Yeah. So
why? It's just a phone, right?
Okay. Yeah. The firefighters that were there, one of them responded, "I've been doing this for 40 years, and that was a first."
That's an old firefighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never before has have they spotted anybody stuck in one of the toilets.
That's a good thing to hear someone say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, "This is my 10th time pulling someone out of human waste."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man,
they have a whole system.
Yeah, they have a system of pulleys.
Yeah, they're just like in a car accident, they're like, "We had to get out the jaws of life. There's some, like, we had to get out the human poop scoop."
Yeah.
And then they, like, a team of people shows up. It's like some weird contraption that, like, loop-de-doops around you and then pulls you out.
I'd have a hard time helping this person if I was the first on the scene. Because
I would help by being like, "I'm going to go get help." Mm-hmm. That would be like what I
would drive to the hardware store, get one of those full body painter suits and a mask, because it's just, maybe it wouldn't help. Maybe I'd look at the dog leashes, hear the cries, and just leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
This is a great commercial for the phone. I'm not sure if it was an iPhone or Samsung Galaxy or what, but I mean, imagine, you know, that you would think you drop your phone into, you know, a vat of sewage. Phone's toast.
No, not today with all the IP57 ratings and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, like, let's say you go into that, like, toilet after her and you sit down and you hear, like, "Hey," you're like, "God, mom, who is that
down here?
Oh my goodness. The mole people from under the earth."
Yeah. So
Tyson, people have been known to hide in latrines.
Yeah. And do some peeping toms. I know that.
So she involuntarily put herself into that.
I'd still press charges.
Yeah. Some people go down there.
So to get her out, they were able to pass blocks to her so she could stand on them to reach the harness, and then they used that to pull her out. So,
yeah, but did they have to take the blocks back out?
I think they probably left them down there.
I'm telling you, this is one of the... Do
they biodegrade into the poop?
If they're wooden blocks, I guess.
Because that's what... business idea. Make blocks that absorb back into the poop so that they don't take up poop space in the...
when people fall in.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, Danny, with that being said, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole once again this week?
Let us go together.
Nice. Did you miss the bolt hole?
I missed the song and the bolt hole. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The song was nice. It always reminded that you were a person who once existed. Yeah. So that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Here we go. Bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
A nocturnal emission.
You know, I talked about Lucky Charms last week.
Yes.
And I said that there were 156. I've been seeing conflicting reports that say thousands.
Yeah, do you want to reset this for Tyson or anybody that missed the show last week?
Yeah, so I came across an article about 3 weeks ago about Lucky Charms potentially making people sick. And yeah. I said it was most likely just people getting sick after eating Lucky Charms, had nothing to do with Lucky Charms. At the time, it was reported only 136 people have been sick.
So people don't get sick after it? There's people that don't get sick after eating Lucky Charms?
That's the most shocking thing. I've built up a tolerance, so yeah, I can handle it.
Yeah.
But now there are thousands, according to Ars Technica, and this was right after the podcast that I found this follow-up article, that say they got vomiting and diarrhea after eating Lucky Charms cereal. So maybe not as small scale as I thought it was. It's blown up, not in a good way. Mm-hmm. But they still, General Mills is sticking with their story that they haven't found, how convenient, any evidence of an illness or a reason for an illness.
Also, at the same time, you're talking to a world that is now ingesting each other's poops for
and eating 10%. A credit card worth of plastic every week.
Every week. Wow.
Yeah, you didn't see that article?
I did. It's just that when you say it out loud.
Yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. I could read the headline with a lot less concern. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Now, you told me I'm also pooping a credit card of plastic every week. Mm-hmm. I think I'd be like a little bit more okay with it.
Yeah, that's fine then, as long as my body's not absorbing.
Technically, that woman fell into more plastic than poop, probably.
Mm-hmm. And, interesting. Yeah. So people are still getting sick from Lucky Charms, which is the age-old tale of Lucky Charms.
Well, now
it's a concern.
No, now here's the question. When the first report came out, did it trigger a lot of people into thinking that they also got sick from eating mm-hmm. Lucky Charms? You know, like
maybe it's just a lot of people eat Lucky Charms. There's also, you know, like who even knows like what's going on with COVID at this point, where maybe
you know, causes an interaction.
Like, no, just like people are like getting like symptoms of like all sorts of things. Like, yeah, I ate Lucky Charms today. Oh yeah, that happened to me too.
Well, I can tell you that after eating Lucky Charms, there's never anyone who feels better.
Mm-hmm. I do.
At the very best, after eating Lucky Charms, you feel the same. That's the very best outcome.
Yeah.
Danny's I eat lying. Lucky Charms before any important event.
And you feel better after?
I'm like, I'm ready to attack this. Let's go.
Okay.
So you
Danny's
would,
the, before Danny's the phenomenon here.
Yeah.
Danny, you're a phenomenon.
Now liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody else is going to feel at the very best neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So the only outcome you can have is I feel the same or I feel worse.
Hopefully the same.
Yeah.
That's not even what I want to talk about.
Okay, please.
Oh, I was just thinking, and then also Sky Deather Fangirl also says that milk is the wild card piece of the whole thing too. Like,
oh,
is this the milk? Point.
Yeah,
good, yeah. Yeah. Are people developing intolerances to lactose?
Yeah.
Is milk tainted? Is there's so many is the combination of the milk with that amount of sugar detrimental to the probiotics in your system?
Mm-hmm.
There's
great
a lot
point.
Yeah,
I feel like milk is more likely to make you sick.
You would think so.
But guys, I've got some food related technology that may come onto the market, and of course it's coming from Japan. The people who are working on the flavor pen have come across a use of chopsticks that reduces the amount of sodium you need in your food.
Okay.
And I saw this and I thought this could be handy in a bunch of other ways. Like, what if you could have the sickness in Lucky Charms be transferred through the spoon, but not actually make you sick? Or, you know, like if you could manipulate your food just by the device you use to eat it. And you could basically just eat plain old gruel, right?
So you think that the chopsticks are infused with salt taste so that they touch your tongue?
So the chopsticks use an electrical current somehow to transmit sodium ions from food through the chopsticks to the mouth, where they create a sense of saltiness.
Yeah. And then do I get sodium in my system? Is that going to be will I not be as vascular?
No, it enhances the taste of the salt that's already in there. So you need less.
Yes. No, but you need sodium. The studies are showing our sodium, bro.
But let's just say you're one of those people who have to go on a low sodium diet. You got a heart problem, but you love the taste of salt.
But if you don't go to the doctor ever, then you won't even know if you have.
Yeah, of course, that's the best way to avoid going on a low sodium diet.
Could you just get the taste of salt from eating a Snickers bar?
Oh, you will get the taste of salt and dusty chocolate from eating a Snickers bar. And no amount of chopstick can reduce the amount of ashy chocolate taste.
Too. Yeah.
But if you need to reduce the amount of sodium, you know, the Japanese are always coming up with these food-related devices. Yeah. And I really would like to see some of these hit mainstream.
Mm-hmm. While the rest of the world is trying to accelerate the teledildonics market, Japan is interested on our taste.
And you know what? That's fine, because who says you can't use those together at some point in the future?
Maybe. Oh, smart. Yeah.
But it would be nice if we could manipulate food, and then we could eat the healthiest stuff on Earth and make it taste like the worst stuff on Earth. It would be perfect. You can eat a Snickers bar and pretend that you're eating gummy bears. Just so you can ignore the texture.
No artificial flavorings or anything like that. Yeah.
Wow. So then you could at least utilize the calories that are already stored up in a Snickers bar, but then mask that flavor with some gummy.
Well, mix
bears.
And max, mix and match whatever you want, Tyson. Your wildest dreams can come true. You want to eat a hot dog
with Lucky Charms,
but imagine you're eating Lucky Charms. Yeah, you can do that with the new magical taste bud.
And will I feel less sick than if I ate real Lucky Charms?
Well, I think that you can't change the physiological effects of food on you. Not yet, right? But you can at least trick the brain into thinking you're eating something else.
But that's what I'm saying. So now I'm not eating Lucky Charms. So I'm avoiding illness.
Yeah, exactly. But you're eating a hot dog, which means you will feel pretty crappy.
Which will take 10 years off.
But imagine for kids, like, hey, kids, eat your broccoli. It tastes like Skittles.
Hot dogs.
Or hot dogs. Yeah, exactly. Just getting kids to eat healthy food. This could really help.
No, I think that's bad because then this is what's going to happen. 10 years down the road after everybody's used to broccoli tasting like Skittles, somebody goes in, pulls that the lever that shuts it all down.
You get hacked.
And then broccoli tastes like farts again. And everybody's like disgusted and nobody can eat anything.
Yeah, but by then the kids are out of your house. You don't have to worry about that moment.
Okay. Yeah. Tyson, did you want to address a rumor that you had actually gone recently that you were working at CNN Plus and then that when they shut down, that's why you're back?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, your show didn't even make it to air?
It didn't even make it to air. We filmed, I think we filmed 78 episodes. 78 6-hour long episodes.
And then we're never going to see those?
I don't think we're ever going to see him. It's a bummer because we filmed so much. It was crazy because you know how CNN is. It's just on a fucking loop.
Yeah.
And so this thing, we're just on a loop nonstop. And they're just like, we need to tell more Tyson more. And it's just literally me in front of a green screen, just talking about whatever I had to talk about on a loop forever and ever. And I think it was actually over 100 episodes that were 6 hours long that we had filmed. And man, it was a lot of work. And the crazy thing is I'm not even gonna get paid for it now. Cause in my contract, it was like, you only get paid once it airs.
Once it airs. Yeah.
So
that's too bad.
That's what I get you.
Yeah. So I did.
What was your show about?
It was just about news, but it was like serious, really sad news. So I had to be very empathetic as I delivered the news. And then just keep re-delivering that same news for 6 hours.
Was it called Sad News with Tyson?
Yeah, it was called, Sad Songs, but in news form, I think was the working title.
You sang the news.
No, that's like, you know how when you are sad and then you listen to a sad song and that makes you sadder, but it also feels good.
Yeah.
This is what that was about. It's like, if you're sad and want
news.
If you're sad and want some sad news to feel really emo, then this is the show.
Well, you know, that's a big complaint. It's a really good idea for a show. Cause a lot of people are like, you know, there's not enough sad news. Like, everything is like good news, happy stories everywhere. Like, sometimes it's I just want to see some sad news.
Yeah. Just give me something that makes me feel devastated.
Yeah. And it's hard. You can't get that anywhere.
No. So that's what we were all about. We were going to focus on it. I had to dress in all black all the time and wear eyeliner and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I even had some gauges in my ears. And one ear was a floppy old gauge hole. And then the other ear was like a real gauge.
Yeah.
And the next step, I was going to get both my nipples pierced and then have a chain that went down to my navel piercing. But then the show got canceled just 600 hours into.
That's a shame.
That would have been really tasteful also, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was really tasteful.
Yeah.
And that's why they hired me. So it's a bummer.
I'm sorry that didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean,
you were going to get paid like $150 million, weren't you?
Yeah, it was so much. That's why I signed the contract, because I was like $150 million. I believe that CNN Plus is going to be around for the long haul. Those 600 hours of footage are going to be seen on loop everywhere we go. So there were a lot of working titles. One of them was Feel Sadder with Tyson. One of them was One Day Closer to Death, starring Tyson Apostle. There were a lot of different titles that we were messing
for
with.
Whom the bell tolls. With Tyson.
Wow. your bell is tolling.
Well, I'm very sad to hear that it didn't work out, but we're so happy to have you back, Tyson.
I'm happy too, because like happy news and silly news has kind of really been my jam. They just thought it would be hilarious, I guess, to then have me doing very sad news. Such a juxtaposition to what I'm doing currently.
Mm-hmm. Well, Danny, what are you doing currently?
Working on a birthday party. That's all I'll be doing. That's yes. all,
is there a theme to the birthday party?
Yes, it is a dance theme. There will be a disco ball and 80, like ABBA and wow. lots of sparkling stuff. So
at
much
your house.
Work. Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
So I will have tomorrow? To be on call. Yeah. Tomorrow. And I'll be yelled at. The stress level at my house will shoot through the roof. Mm-hmm. So it's guaranteed to be a great week.
Mm-hmm. And Rome is 7 now, right?
She's turning 7. Yes.
She's turning 7. Yeah. Cause she's just
very demanding.
Couple months older than Bergen.
I said, why are we even giving her a birthday? She's being such a brat.
Yes. Who you didn't say that to her, did you?
No, I wouldn't say okay. that to her.
And she knows this. She knows she's getting a birthday?
She doesn't know the theme. Oh. She's big into themes. Like she'll spend the next 300 after her birthday every day talking about the theme for her next birthday.
What theme she wants, yeah. So mm-hmm. what she should do is surprise her by not having a birthday and just be like, surprise, we didn't do a birthday this year. Isn't that great?
That's the birthday
the theme
is
no birthday.
The theme was no birthday. The theme was regular day.
Yes.
I wish. I would love that. I can't stand how everything is just spiraling out of control.
Yes. Okay. Sky Deather fangirl wants to know, will there be lemonade? And it will be properly tested, Danny?
There will be lemonade. Some people will complain that it's too watered down. And some might complain it's too strong.
Yeah. 8 or 6 quarts.
I would probably do the 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get to make it, nice it strong. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we'll nobody get those kids hyped.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe
here's the idea. Yeah. Do the 8-quart one first so the kids aren't all wired at your house. And then right before they leave, make a 6-quart version that gets them all hyped as they go home.
Yeah. Or you could have like original recipe and light.
Yeah.
So give them 2 offerings, light and heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds awful. Sounds like more work for me.
Thin and thick.
Yeah.
Nice thick lemonade.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. They won't even notice, Danny. They'll be having too much fun dancing.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I can't wait for this. Danny is a good dancer, too. I bet he'll be cutting
the
rug. Is
that true, Danny?
Cutting the rug out of the dance floor.
I get made fun of by everyone who sees me dance. Mm-hmm. I can't relax. I'm like the Tin Man when I dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He doesn't have fun dancing.
Yeah. All right. And then Tyson. It's mm-hmm. been so long since we heard what you have going on. We know that the CNN Plus show is on the shelf, but what else is happening?
We're trying to shop that around to other streaming services. Then I also, am still doing the pickleball stuff, just grinding away there. Still number one pickleball influencer in the world. And we have, more podcasting coming up. News AF next Tuesday again. And the pod has spoken tomorrow and pickle pod on Thursday. So, just business as usual out here. Got everything arranged, stepped away from CNN Plus and now have had to come crawling back to all my previous engagements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After burning so many bridges.
After burning the bridges. 'Cause I was so excited to just tell my bosses where to go and how to get there. And now I have to come back. They made me crawl through the little door where I had to get on all fours and climb in and be like, please, could I have my job back?
Yeah.
And I did it.
Okay. Well, it's so great to have you back. And this was such a fun reunion here of the News AF crew. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, I watched this week the Abercrombie documentary on Netflix.
Ooh, that sounds good. I was just thinking of Abercrombie last night and it had nothing to do. I didn't even know there was a thing on Netflix.
You're just thinking of buying some cargo shorts?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking in my head, I was like, for all the stupid stuff they made, their sweaters were okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. In my head.
So they really get into the rise and then they got into a lot of things like the CEO of Abercrombie was really, he had a lot of ideas about how it should be run. And if you weren't hot enough and you worked at Abercrombie, he would come in and basically tell them to fire you.
Wow. Did you watch the Von Dutch one on Hulu?
No, is that good?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good as well.
Yeah, so I checked. That was on Nothing But Netflix. And then, of course, everything else we're doing over on robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back again with more News AF next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.